Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great year, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. The year is just getting started. But that means that it's an appropriate time to look back on the biggest winners and losers in politics. Well, and also we can say in film in the year 2023. We will be talking about the winners and losers politically, as denoted by the good people at The Hill magazine, joined by Niall Stanage from The Hill. We will also be talking about my list of the best films of 2023, which has some very unconventional choices, I will admit, and talking about the ongoing furor concerning the resignation yesterday of Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard. She has already been replaced, at least on a temporary basis, a provisional basis, by the provost of Harvard University, whose name is Alan Garber. He is somebody that I don't really know a great deal about, but I do know that he has a remarkable academic background, which you'd expect, but a background as both a PhD and an MD, and he got those degrees simultaneously. So he is not only a doctor, he's a doctor. His name is Alan Garber. Oh, yes, and considering the fall of Claudine Gay and how much of that was premised on the idea that when she was giving congressional testimony and she was asked about whether it violated Harvard's code of conduct for people to be calling for the genocide of the Jewish people, including presumably their Jewish fellow students, she said it depends on the context, as if there is some appropriate context where you can call for genocide against Jews, blacks, or anyone else. In any event, we will, Alan Garber, the new provisional president of Harvard, Professor Garber, Dr. Garber, is Jewish, and I'm sure that had nothing at all to do with the move by the board of directors. The Wall Street Journal today, in their column about Gay's resignation, is talking about the possibility of Larry Summers coming back. You may remember Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary, was president of Harvard. He lost his presidency to some great extent because he gave a comment at one point where he said that there were reasons that there were inherent differences between men and women, that women were less likely to be represented in the sciences and in engineering than men. Well, that was the end of Larry Summers' service as president of Harvard, but he did last longer by a long shot, several years, to the very, very brief tenure of Claudine Gay, which was the briefest in the 388-year history of Harvard University. Meanwhile, there is this from MSNBC. Mara Gay, who I believe is no relation at all to Claudine Gay, was very upset that her namesake, Claudine Gay, had resigned from her presidency at Harvard. And she had this to say. This is clip one.
The thing that really disturbs me is the unrelenting campaign from the right and from some conservative activists to slander, discredit, And ultimately, I guess, somebody used the phrase, we've claimed a scalp, I think, on social media, to essentially unseat Gay and other presidents as well, when they don't like, not just the handling of the horrific attacks on Israel on October 7th, the way that that was handled on campus, but really anything else. That they don't like about not just these presidents, but actually what they would call wokeism on campus. Mm-hmm. So this is really an attack on academic freedom. It's an attack on people who are pluralists and believe that you should bring people from all over the world together of diverse backgrounds.
Okay, where is this an attack on people of diverse backgrounds? Is that because Claudine Gay was the first black female president of Harvard University? Is it all always about race? That seems to be where Mara Gay is going, and she makes that fairly explicit as she continues.
This is an attack on diversity. This is an attack on multiculturalism and on many of the values that a lot of us hold dear, and in fact, anybody really who is around my age in their 30s who went to any major public university or private university in this country, these are values that are very important. And I think that's why these presidents are under attack. That's why Claudine Gay was under attack. The fact that she's a black woman and the first person who is a black American to lead Harvard only added to their thirst to dethrone her. And, those attacks, I don't have to say that they're racist, because you can hear and see the racism in the attacks when people like Vivek Ramaswamy say, okay, this is a problem about diversity and hiring. I mean, this is racism as well. So there's a lot of different layers here, but I don't want to miss the attacks on academic freedom.
Okay, but she wants to bring up racism. And by the way, Vivek Ramaswamy is also a person of color, right? So the idea that I think that one of the points that was made by Heather McDonald in her piece today, which we mentioned earlier in the show, she had a piece today in the City Journal and the Manhattan Institute's publication. And she's a fellow at Manhattan Institute. That Claudine Gay was hired because of her race. If you look at her academic record or record of achievement, the idea that she would have received the presidency of Harvard or been honored with it if she weren't a black female, I think that that Heather McDonald has a very defensible point on that. Meanwhile, Elise Stefanik, who really did more than anybody else to bring this about by asking very effectively relevant questions to the presidents of the three universities, MIT and University of Pennsylvania and Harvard, she was on Fox News, and she said this.
I think it became clear. I've said it has long been clear. Everyone knows that Harvard actually knew it deep down that her presidency was untenable. But I have been concerned that they tried to make this a political issue. It's not political. It's about academic integrity and moral leadership. And I'm a Harvard graduate myself. Mm-hmm. I know that the motto of Harvard is Veritas, truth. And the Harvard Corporation absolutely failed in their responsibility to oversee this institution. They should have dealt with this immediately after the congressional hearing, like Penn did.
Okay. This is Elise Stefanik. She is obviously an up-and-comer in the Republican Party. And part of her performance in those congressional hearings, according to many reports, could get her a nomination as vice president, to which she would be open. Was she one of the political winners of 2023? Well, at the very end of the year, I think she almost surely was. We will be talking to Niall Stanage of The Hill, who is the White House columnist for The Hill, about his his new analysis about the political winners and losers of 2023. Where does your favorite politician fit in? We'll get to it on the next.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, very pleased to welcome to the show Niall Stanage, who is the White House columnist for The Hill. And his reported column, which is called The Memo, focuses on the Biden White House, of course, the 2024 election, and national politics in general. He is one of The Hill's most frequent television commentators. Niall, congratulations on your selecting the political winners of 2023. And, of course, the most controversial selection would be your selection of President Trump as one of the winners for 2023. How can you make that selection in the face of four different indictments and, what is it, 91 charges that he is facing, and the trials really have barely begun to function? How has he been able to turn that into something that makes him a winner?
It's a completely valid question, Michael. I'm glad to join you. The reason that I listed the former president as a winner in this piece was because he ended the year in a stronger position than he began the year, despite those indictments that you mentioned, despite those charges that you mentioned. And really, as a political matter, I mean, it's very clear that he is the overwhelming favorite to be the Republican nominee. Having started the year looking rather vulnerable, he had been criticized, as you well remember, for some of his endorsements in the midterms. A number of key races were lost by Trump endorsees, and Ron DeSantis looked a lot stronger then than he does now. So overall, there has been a rallying around the former president, clearly by Republican voters, and that's basically the reason why we put him as a winner.
And would you be surprised to see him underperform in Iowa? It's one of those things where a number of people have said that President Trump is running so far ahead in Iowa, and he has said he is going to dominate the state. If he wins, but even wins by a narrow margin, could that be something that actually ends up counting against him?
It could do. Expectations are very, very important in politics. The polls right now, even in Iowa, are showing him leading by about 30 points. That puts the race in a very peculiar place, expectation-wise. If Trump were to win by 15 points, is that somehow disappointing? I mean, that's a peculiar situation, but the reality of the situation. It's worth pointing out, perhaps, Michael, that, of course, then-candidate Trump lost the 2016 Iowa caucuses to Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. So there is some vulnerability for Trump here. But just looking at not only the polls, but the kind of crowds that he draws in Iowa and elsewhere, I mean, he does seem clear and away the front runner to get the nomination.
I don't think anyone could disagree with you on that. You also list as one of the winners of this year the former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley. And you say very simply, and I think inarguably, Haley is the only person who has emerged from this year's GOP presidential campaign with her reputation unambiguously enhanced. Explain.
Really, the fact is that Nikki Haley, at the start of last year, start of 2023, you know, people thought she would probably run. They didn't know how that would go. There was a fear, I think, that she would be seen as a sort of an afterthought in the race. And that is not what has occurred. She has become the clear, one of the two clear alternatives to former President Trump. And whereas Ron DeSantis has underperformed, Haley has overperformed. It's also worth noting that one of the reasons that is the case is because she did very well, certainly at the first three debates, was very clear and composed and all the rest. And so all of those things, I think, have enhanced her reputation. She's a bigger national figure now than she was 12 months ago.
Speaking of that, there's increasing conversation about President Trump winning the nomination and then asking her to be his running mate. Quick questions. Do you think President Trump would even consider that? And do you think that Ambassador Haley would accept that designation?
She has left the door open to it, at least to some degree, in her recent comments. I'm not at all convinced he would ask or consider it all that seriously. If he did choose her as a running mate, it would cause quite a lot of backlash among his supporters, as you know as well as I do, Michael, the MAGA world does not have a particularly high opinion of Nikki Haley. The other thing I would say is that there are other figures that the former president could choose as a running mate who might give some similar advantages to choosing Nikki Haley. I mean, if he wanted to choose a female running mate, for example, Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, would seem a good potential pick, and one that would fit more easily or smoothly with the Trump brand, I would say. If the gender question didn't bother him, I mean, I have heard, for example, J.D. Vance being talked up as a potential running mate, perhaps. I think that the former president is unlikely to look kindly upon the kind of criticisms that Nikki Haley has leveled against him during her campaign so far.
What about Elise Stefanik?
Possible. It's possible. I mean, Elise Stefanik has certainly been a very vigorous defender of the former president. I wonder, given Trump's liking of people who are kind of famous, for want of a better term, or at least have a kind of TV charisma to them, if Elise Stefanik is maybe, I don't know, slightly not, you know, too low wattage for Trump. These things are difficult questions to get into his mind about, because he doesn't want to be overshadowed either. But he tends to like people who have a certain kind of TV appeal to them.
Yes, and people who are very, very devoted to him. Now, getting to the losers for 2023, you have, I mean, Kevin McCarthy obviously had a very rough year, no question about that. Ron DeSantis, same thing. You bring up the, you say he's maybe not the biggest political loser, but he's the biggest disappointment. Niall, do you want to? Can you stay with us for another segment here?
I can stay with you for a few minutes, yes.
Yes, good, good. We are speaking with Niall Stanage, who is the White House columnist for The Hill, and talking about his selection for political winners and losers of 2023. So, where does he place Vivek Ramaswamy, who was also viewed by some people as a potential running mate for Donald J. Trump? Is that even conceivable? Is that a good idea? Winning ticket? We'll get to that and more with Niall Stanage of The Hill coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I really enjoy your program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 1/4 days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, speaking with Niall Stanage, who is the White House columnist for The Hill. He has authored most recently his list of political winners and losers of 2023. And you have one politician who has evoked some very passionate responses, both positive and negative. He's your only candidate who you designate as mixed, both winner and loser. So who's the guy?
This is Vivek Ramaswamy, who I think firstly did divide opinion and does divide opinion. You're clearly right about that. The reason we have his fortunes as mixed over the year is, at least in the political sphere, no one really knew who he was a year ago. And certainly when he first entered the presidential race, he did engender a degree of excitement, particularly from people who wanted a non-politician, a breath of fresh air, someone younger, all of that. Now, the bloom seems to have come off the rose, rather, for Mr. Ramaswamy more recently. Obviously, he's at a fairly modest level in polls. There have been debate performances that have incurred a considerable amount of criticism, including the time he went after Nikki Haley's daughter for the daughter's use of TikTok. So, all that being said, he's the one person we have as mixed.
Right, and you point out that when he went after Nikki Haley's daughter, she said, "You're just scum," and the microphone heard it, which was actually a moment in her campaign, which a lot of people thought did well for her. I've heard the argument, and I don't necessarily embrace the argument, but it seems to me worth considering, that for two reasons, Ramaswamy would probably be on Trump's list somewhere of potential members of his administration or even as a potential running mate. Because number one, more than any of the other candidates running against Trump, he's been incredibly supportive of Trump. He says repeatedly he is the greatest president of this century. He's very supportive of President Trump on this issue of being stricken because of the 14th Amendment, Section 3. He's said that if Trump is stricken from many ballots, he wants to be stricken from the ballots. And also, I mean, he can be a pretty nasty, difficult contender in that debate format. Don't you think Trump would be amused by the idea of Ramaswamy debating Kamala Harris?
I think he would. I think that has some appeal. And I think you're quite right that Ramaswamy's backing of Trump has been so vigorous that it would, I think, pretty clearly endear him to the former president. There has been, I think, some suggestion, if I am recalling correctly, recently from Trump, that he believed that Ramaswamy would eventually endorse him, but he paid some level of tribute to him, and Trump did, in saying that. So certainly I think there could be a role in a future Trump administration for Vivek Ramaswamy. The running mate question, it's possible. I mean, one of the things with Trump is that he has a great appetite for doing stuff that will startle people or draw comment, and Ramaswamy certainly ticks those boxes. I wonder, would he be seen by Trump as a little bit too risky in some ways? You know, obviously the former president's not immune to taking very substantial risks, but would he see Ramaswamy as, what would Ramaswamy bring to a Trump ticket that Trump wouldn't already have? I think that would be the question.
That's a very interesting question. The one thing is that President Trump right now doesn't have the warmest possible feelings, as he's made very clear, for his former Vice President Mike Pence. Temperamentally, it's hard to think of two people more polar opposites than Mike Pence and Vivek Ramaswamy, right?
Absolutely, yes. That would certainly be moving in completely the opposite direction from where he stood in 2016. And, you know, as you know, Michael, there's a thing in politics, the idea that the electorate at large chooses to the presidential candidate least like the one that has gone before. So I suppose in this instance it would be the former president choosing a vice presidential running mate that could be as unlike the one who went before as possible.
Last question. You list Mike Johnson clearly as one of the winners. Nobody knew who he was. No one could pick him out of a lineup before he was elected as Speaker. Now he's second in line to the presidency. What about Mike Johnson? Do you believe that he has a long-term political future for the Republican Party?
I think he has a medium-term political future, which is better than Kevin McCarthy had when he took the job and only lasted in it approximately 9 months. You know, I think Speaker Johnson has the advantage, and I mentioned this in the piece, where the process of selecting a new speaker was so chaotic and burdensome that one of the speaker's biggest advantages is that his colleagues don't have any great appetite to go back into that maelstrom again. Now, against that, clearly the math is very, very tight for Republicans. I mean, it always was in this Congress, but has become more so with George Santos and, of course, Kevin McCarthy himself deciding to give up his seat as well as being ousted from the speakership. So, you know, Speaker Johnson has very little room for maneuver. But he has the great advantage that there's no obvious rival or obvious alternative within the party for that position. And that's a sizable advantage to have right now, I would say.
Niall Stanage, appreciate your time, and I know that you do have to run. His piece on political winners and losers, we'll be posting that at our website at michaelmedved.com. Happy New Year to you, Niall, and look forward to speaking with you again. Here on the Medved Show, it's rare that you find a glaring error, misstatement from someone who is one of the more balanced, it seems to me, and impressive people on cable TV. But Jake Tapper at CNN was involved in a conversation about the attempt to ban Trump from the ballot. He was talking to Kristen Soltis Anderson, and listen carefully.
Trump's legal team is appealing the decision by Maine Secretary of State to try to remove him from the state's primary ballot. We've never seen anything like this. Of course, we've also never seen a president actually trying to foment violence at the Capitol to stop the counting of votes. But what do you make of it?
I continue to believe that every time these states take him off the ballot, whether the primary or eventually if he becomes the nominee, try to do it for the general, that it would be appropriate for the Supreme Court to intervene, because I don't think that in this case it's good for voters to not have the chance to decide that they don't want to have Donald Trump. But I frankly think it would be politically smart for Joe Biden to come out and say, everybody who is on my side, I get it. I've said that what I think he did that day was insurrection, but I'm not afraid of this guy, and I think voters are going to choose me in the end. I think that'd be politically savvy for him.
I think she's right, what she says. What I found very striking there is he says Trump was fomenting violence. You can talk about Trump's involvement with January 6th, but it's clear he was not fomenting violence. He asked people to fight, but he also said to march up to the Capitol building very peacefully and patriotically. And I'm surprised that Kristen Soltis Anderson didn't say, well, wait. The only president who has actually been fomenting violence, isn't that one of the issues that the Supreme Court would actually address? Though there is a possibility, and this has also come up, that generally findings of fact are left to the lower courts. And with the Colorado Supreme Court now being challenged, being appealed, they actually claim to have had an entire trial where they did find Trump was an insurrectionist. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I want to thank Patrick in Long Beach, California, down in the L.A. Area, in L.A. County, actually. Patrick writes in, I've been listening to you online for years, and I'm signing up for your MedHead program to show support. I appreciate your balanced, humane, and intelligent insight and commentary. And by the way, we've been getting a lot of emails like that, and I'm very pleased. And I do want to suggest to folks, it's a great time at the beginning of a brand new year and lots of brand new initiatives on the MedVed show to join us as a MedHead Plus member. There's a special offer where you get 20% off right now, and that gives you access to everything MedHead, commercial free, on demand Michael MedVed radio show podcast, In the Light of History podcast, commentaries, the calls of the week, and a MedVed History Store discounts. And in fact, a MedHead Plus member gives you access to all of the material in the MedVed History Store for free. You can stream every single audio program that is available and hundreds of hours of insightful history programs from the Revolutionary War to America's best war and America's worst war. And the Thanksgiving true history, the difference between Pilgrims and Puritans, and the secret history of the Christmas holiday, which was just very appropriate, just a couple of weeks ago. All available for MedHead membership members, and you can go to michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com and join us. Please do. Meanwhile, there is so much talk back and forth about the resignation of Claudine Gay as the president of Harvard. Salih Kapoor was on MSNBC, and she was one of those people who believes that somehow Claudine Gay was a victim of political persecution. Listen.
Broadly speaking, Alex, Republicans see these Ivy League institutions, these elite colleges, as an ideal foil for them to try to press their message, politically speaking.
Yeah, and so in such charming rhetoric, they are dancing on somebody's grave. But let's make the point, she is not leaving the campus. She is going to remain as a professor of government as well as African-American studies.
Okay, Republicans see these Ivy League institutions as an ideal foil for them to press their message. Just a little bit of context here. I mean, really, in terms of these institutions, how about Harvard and Yale and Penn? President Trump has a degree from University of Pennsylvania. President Bush has degrees from both Yale and Harvard. He has a Harvard business degree, a Yale undergraduate degree. Dick Cheney went to Yale before he switched to go back home for romantic reasons with his wife, Liz Cheney. But he has a Yale background. Mitt Romney has degrees from both Stanford and from Harvard. In fact, he has two degrees from Harvard, both law and business school. So to say that the Republican Party is all made up of people who have are ashamed of or want to distance themselves from elite universities is a little bit inaccurate. I mean, Ron DeSantis has degrees from both Yale and Harvard. He was captain of the Yale baseball team. And he actually, I'm fascinated by the fact that he batted over 300 in his career. He was an All-American for the Yale baseball team and then went on to Harvard Law School. And you go on to Ted Cruz, was Princeton, Harvard Law School. So, again, to say that Republicans are universally contemptuous or angry or dismissive of elite universities is a little bit one-dimensional. Speaking of more than one-dimensional, I hope, I wanted to share with you the process of agonizing consideration and many, many hours actually watching movies this past year. It was kind of difficult to come up with a list of my 10 best films of the year because there were a lot of very good films, particularly as is usually happens toward the end of the year. So we will post this on our website at michaelmedved.com, where I hope people can join us. But in ascending order, with my 10th best up to the very first best as the grand climax, my choices for the 10 best films of 2023. Maestro is number 10. And no, I do not think that the false nose that they added to Bradley Cooper was in any sense at all anti-Semitic. Actually, it made him look and remarkably like Leonard Bernstein. And this is a towering performance, outstanding performance by Bradley Cooper, also directed the film. Killers of the Flower Moon, it was much too long. It's 3.5 hours long. And there's very few movies that really can hold your attention for 3.5 hours. This one does. And again, remarkable performances and a little-known episode in American history, well told. The other historical film, number 8 on my list, Oppenheimer, was also a very long film, about a half hour shorter than Killers of the Flower Moon. But again, a fascinating subject and a fascinating personality that it's about. And then Leo, which is an animated film with the voice of Adam Sandler, which is a little-known delight. I can't imagine people watching it and not enjoying it. Past Lives, which is a romantic film about a Korean girl whose family comes to the United States. And in fact, we're going to be giving you our review. And we will do the top five tomorrow because we have our review of Past Lives, which does make it to my best of the year. We'll be right back.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Greta Lee plays a Korean girl who comes to the United States at age 12 but leaves behind intense memories of her best friend from school in the lushly romantic Past Lives.
Childhood sweethearts who reconnect 20 years later and realize they were meant for each other.
There's just this kid in my head for such a long time. I think I just missed him.
Written, produced, and directed by a supremely talented newcomer named Celine Song, this movie works in part because all the characters are so sympathetic, including the adoring and indulgent husband who the main character has acquired during the 20 years she was separated from her childhood fixation. Past Lives, rated PG-13, may be slow-moving, but it's worth lingering over its irresistible lyricism. 3 stars for one of the most memorable films of the year that makes the past of these characters feel like your own. And on the Michael Medved Show, tomorrow we will be coming back at you with the top 5 films of 2023, where I agonized among the top 3 because they all of them, which would have been worthy of the Best Film of the Year award, seems to me. Tomorrow we'll also be speaking to Heather McDonald, one of our favorite guests. She has written about the problems at Harvard being much deeper than one lame and lousy president, about the way that those difficulties indicate some of the core problems with the left today. Heather McDonald, next time on the Medved Show. Also, if you stop walking on the street, you could get fined $1,000. Why and where? We'll talk about that tomorrow. And there's Roy Teixeira, who is a very fine analyst, has asked a question. How did we get stuck with Biden and Trump again? We will talk about that. And a leader of the Trump campaign thinks Trump can actually win New York State and may rent Madison Square Garden to do it. Which leader of the Trump campaign? How about the candidate himself? We'll talk about that possibility and much more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.